Yeah, I mean, I think they probably annoy some people, but as soon as they hear them, even though they annoy them, they'll be in their head for the rest of the day, so I don't mind. It's no bad thing.
Amy McDonald wasn't looking to earn approval or popularity from writing songs, but with big-time success in the UK, the Scot has plenty to contend with at home and more to come here in the States. This is Take 5, supported by Rough Guides, smart guides for smart people. Rita Houston here. It took a trip to a music festival to get Amy McDonald hooked on the idea of making music. She was 12 then, and now, at the ripe old age of 20, Amy McDonald's move from cover songs to singing her own melodic tunes with a surprisingly big voice. Her debut album, This Is the Life, knocked Radiohead's In Rainbows out of the top spot on the UK charts, and it's now making waves in the US. But whether she's in New York City or her hometown of Glasgow, she doesn't hold back on the brogue, and Amy showed some of that Scottish pride during a visit to FUV, telling me about Fame and the band that got her started.
The Scottish band Travis, I don't know how familiar everyone is with them now, but...
Very.
Very still. Well, I mean, I just adored them, and it was seeing them perform at the Tea in the Park Festival in Scotland that made me want to play guitar. So I went home that night and started to teach myself the guitar and continued doing that for the following months and started playing loads of Travis covers and things like that, and then started writing my own songs after that.
And you just taught yourself?
Yeah, completely. I've never had a lesson.
And how about singing?
Never had a lesson in that either. It just came out of nowhere. I never used to be able to sing. My dad's got some incriminating home movies of me trying to sing along to Michael Jackson, and it was terrible. So I think one day I just woke up and I could sing.
Some things about you where you have a healthy cynicism about celebrity and fame. How do you balance that? What's your view on being one of them now?
I don't really see myself as a celebrity. I think there has to be a part of you that wants it for it to actually happen. I think that a lot of people actually do court it and do want their photos taken and things like that. But I mean, I still live in Glasgow and we don't have paparazzi camped outside your door there. I mean, it's far too cold anyway, but so I'm able to go home and completely get away from everything. I mean, there are people that recognise me and people that ask for a photo, but they're always so polite that it isn't a hindrance to me at all.
That is a crazy thing, though, when that all starts to happen.
I'm hoping it never happens.
Oh, the wind whistles down the cold, dark street tonight, and the people, they were dancing to the music vibe, and the boys chased the girls with the curls in their hair. They shot the many just sit way over there, and the songs that get louder, each one better than before. And you sing on the song, sing on This Is the Life, and you wake up in the morning and you're hit by twice the stars. Where you gonna go, where you gonna go, where you gonna sleep tonight? And you sing on the song, sing on This Is the Life, and you wake up in the morning and you're hit by twice the stars. Where you gonna go, where you gonna go, where you gonna sleep tonight, where you gonna sleep tonight?
This Is the Life, the title track from Amy McDonald's new album, recorded live at WFUV. Hear the complete in-studio performance and more in the online archives at WFUV.org.
Take 5 is supported by Rough Guides. Information at roughguides.com. Smart guides for smart people.